Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Most holy and gracious Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for this early morning rising, Father God. Thank you for watching over us last night as we slumber and slept. Father God, we're thanking you for another opportunity to come as your child, Father God, to give the word. Thank you for this breakfast of champions that you let us come to sup on, Father. We're so grateful for the things that you have done for us. Father, we're asking you to bless everyone that has come on this line this morning, Father, that they will receive the word, Father, that they will receive a blessing. Bless each and every one in their own individual way, Father, that you know that they stand in the need of, Father. But we're thanking you for our pastor as she has celebrated her birthday. Thank you for this wonderful week of celebration, Father God. You are such a great God, and we love you, and we appreciate you, Holy God of Heaven. We ask you to come down into this service, God, and move by your Spirit, Father. Have your way today in this service, Lord, Father. And we ask you also, Father, to bless us indeed, Father. Our country, I need you, Father, in a mighty way, Lord. I'm lifting that up first because of the crisis that we're in. Lord, you see us, and we need you. We need your help. We need you each and every hour, Father. And we know that you'll show yourself strong in all our situations. Or if we're thanking you because you're a loving God, a compassionate God, a saving God, Father God, and you love us more than we love ourselves, more than we could even imagine. So we're grateful this morning for you, Father. Father, we thank you. And once again, we bless your holy and righteous name. And thank you, God, for this visit from your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, I do pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Good morning. This is Joanne Thurman, Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Under our shepherdess, our sweet shepherdess who just celebrated her birthday, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. And I would like to welcome you to our Breakfast of Champions this morning. We're delighted you chose to worship with us this morning. We'd like to welcome especially the first-time visitors on the line. We hope you enjoy the service. We meet here on this line 6 days a week at 6 a.m. and on Sundays at 12. We really hope you enjoy the service. Again, return each and every day and bring someone with you. We welcome you once. We welcome you twice. We welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm a little nervous this morning, but I'm going to calm my spirit in Jesus' name, because God is good. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. We thank you, Jesus. Scripture today is coming from Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 8. And it reads, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck out that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get up and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. This is the blessed word of the Lord for the blessed people of the Lord. Let us put that in our hearts today. In Jesus' name.
Oh, yeah. Lord, I thank you for forgiving me over and over again. Yeah. I'm calling on you, Heavenly Father. I'm down on my knees. Say, call on you no matter the hour. Lord, I'm in need. I've been messing up, done lost my house, done lost my job. Wife walking out, these church folks say they my friends, but I'm all they talk about. I've been doing wrong, I'm so sorry. Lord, please forgive me. We confess to Him, He'll remove all wickedness. The blood from your Son will wash me from my sins. Cleanse this house from the inside out. Restore me. Take away my business doing it, no church or no Bible study ain't been in my word. Now I know better than this, can't live my life in sin. We confess to Him, He'll remove all wickedness. The blood from your Son will wash me from my sins. Clean this house.
Thank you, Lord, for cleansing me. I will always my impurity.
Break it down, break it down, break it down. Now everybody need a little cleaning sometimes, and
yeah,
I can introduce you to the best cleaner alive. Every now and then we all go through a little strife,
yeah.
But if you let him, he will change your life. Now I can hear you saying that life's been rough.
Oh yeah,
you've been going through
a
whole lot of stuff. God specializes in the impossible. Just trust and believe,
yeah.
His grace is more than enough.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Not 2 weeks ago, when I was sitting and meditating, the Holy Spirit friend sent me the word time. And I've been pondering on this word for a minute now. We even had a our Friday night praise party, our bring your own praise party. And our theme was time. And I got to thinking about it, and I was talking with my daughter, because we know the time is changing, weather is changing. And we start talking about the clock getting the clock going back forward and going back, and how they're just trying to discuss that they don't know if they're going to change it, where we lose that hour or gain the hour. And I got to thinking, and then all of a sudden I got excited about time, and I sit down and I wrote this because even though I do like fall and the pretty orange and yellow trees and everything, I like spring. I like the pastels and the wondering about that. It's spring forward and fall back, because that's what's going to happen if they change the time. And as I sat down and started to write this, it was very interesting with my theme of time, how people don't realize how fast time is going by, and it's almost October in 2 days, and how we have to redeem the time and do the things in obedience, like pastor is teaching us. So I got this thing, and the name of our scripture is Clean This House, Spring Forward, Don't Fall Back. Summer's gone. We're looking at the fall season, autumn. Weather's changing, is out of our control. We will prepare for the colder weather and get ready to be home more. Soon, we'll be changing our clocks to, as they say, fall back. It got me to thinking, I'd rather spring forward. In the Christian walk, we are always to look up, to move forward, and to keep striving to do the Lord's work. For there's a reward in doing what's right. Genesis 26:13 reads, "And the man waxed great and grew until he became very great." It's part of God's promise. If we're obedient and follow him. In 2 Kings 2:29, And Isaiah said, this sign shall thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do these things that he has spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go back 10 degrees? That is a warning to prepare. Isaiah brought this to Hezekiah to warn him to do and to tell him that prayer is one of the best things to prepare, even for death. It will give you strength and grace from God and enable us to finish well. There's victory in Jesus. Choose life over death. Hezekiah was left with the same option to choose, which he would, as concerning the sign of his recovery, he was dying. But God answered his prayer. He promised to extend his life 15 more years. God did it with a purpose, to bring Judas through the conflict with Assyria, from verses 1 to 7. The two gifts from God to Hezekiah was an extended life and two, an opportunity in 15 years to walk right with God and get his house in order. Has anyone heard about spring cleaning, getting your house in order because the weather's getting better, to get rid of the dust and grime, or wiping and sweeping? You can spring forth by discarding some of the emotional baggage holding you back, setting new goals to a freshness in your mind and in your heart. Psalms 51:10-12 says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and restore a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. It's time to clean house. A clean heart and a right spirit is more important in obedience. Excuse me. In obedience than anything or on earth. Sorry, my glasses are slipping. Money, power, personal gain, etc. God gives us new life, pleasing to him. If we confess and pray for that clean heart, desiring cleanness, purity, motivation, and to have a purpose, because we want to be in his presence, we need to purify, clean, wash, and get our house ready to see God. The Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I want to be in that number. I must spring forward to do his will in his way. Time is winding up. We need a relationship, cleanse our heart, because only he can. We're filled with sin, and we come short of his glory. But with his guidance, his help, we have the courage to overcome all doubt, fears, illnesses, heartaches. We trust him. In a clean house, you feel better. John 15:3 reads, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. The word already indicates that Jesus brought salvation to the souls of the believer, cleanses our hearts when we confess and repent and turn to him. Then he washes away all our sins, making us whole, and gives us a new heart to love and serve and have a desire to please him. Hallelujah. Spring forth, spring cleaning. Now we can renew our mind daily. We have a spiritual experience in God's excellence, doing things in obedience, decently, and in order, cleaning our minds and our souls, removing toxicities and impurities, and getting rid of stinking thinking and negative energies in Jesus' name. Ecclesiastes 3 reads, a time to keep and a time to cast away, getting rid of what we don't need or don't use anymore. Discard and recycle. Now your house is all clean. Your spirit's right. You're loving on God above all else. Now our stress level is down. Our sleep improves. Peacefulness for our spiritual growth. Spring forward, not fall back. The meaning of fall back is to move or turn back, to retreat, to pull away, turn tail, flee, to take flight. It's like breaking up, a separation, to slowly stop caring about someone or something, to become void of emotions towards a certain figure, example, God. In my Zoom class the other day, a young lady said she's a Christian, but all her friends were backsliders whose minds she was trying to change. It's easy to fall out of the safety of God's care when you change your mindset. It's easy to slip back into old roles of sin because they're comfortable. They're fun. We're walking around with sins and weights that so easily entangle us. We always fall victim of temptations of sin. Some of us have a carefree attitude, or we overlook our sinful habits because of material benefits. See the music industry and the celebrities. We know how they walk, talk, dress, and influence our children. Vices of the enemy to steal them and to make us fall back into the life before our salvation, God forbid. In John 10:10, it says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come today may have life and to have it more abundantly. That is what Jesus explains, that the devil has a plan for your life, for your destruction. He wants to ruin it and destroy anything he can get his hands on. Cunning, sneaky. He knows if he does it outright, his actions would be recognized. So he's deceptive. He'll catch you off guard before you know what happens. Just hit your foot on the bedpost. You might even curse. He works on your mind. He decreases your value. He makes you feel hopeless and helpless, making you want to throw in the towel, mad because you possess any kind of blessing. He don't want you to have it, so he can't steal it. Then he try to destroy it. Don't let him. If you do, that's sin. You'll fall back, and you won't even realize what you had until it's gone. The good news is that it's time to fall back and rebuild. Rebuke that rascal. In Isaiah 59:19, it says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Glory, hallelujah. He got our back. If other plans don't work, use your fall back plan. We have a Savior. So just ask the Savior to help you. Comfort,
strengthen and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. Jesus is your backup plan. In case something goes terribly wrong, you need a plan that will give you hope of success. Jesus is the answer to it all. He's the answer today, right now. And he's waiting with open arms to bring you out of your mess, to clean you up. You're not alone, and you're not defeated. Jesus will free you. You can depend on him because he's a promise keeper, and he promised never to leave you, never to leave you alone. In Isaiah 41:10, it reads, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." There you have it. So let's spring forth. Don't fall back. Clean this house in Jesus' name. And the poem that I picked out to read for this is called "It's Time to Get It Done." Procrastination is a terrible disease. To put things off, to do as you please. We're losing time, a precious thing, with so many opportunities that this life brings. Wheels of life keep turning, hopes and dreams with yearning. Just do it, get it done. Then there'll be time to have some fun. Putting it off won't make it go away. It'll sit and wait for you for another day. You know you're wrong to let it go on for so long. What's holding you back? No motivation, a sense of lack? A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Time to get up and do this thing in haste. The rewards of getting another task completed will give you a confidence that you have needed to go forth and to get to where you belong. No more holding you back. It's taken way too long. Come out of those old ways. Look ahead at brighter days. New beginnings, a fresh start. Everything's finished now. That's being smart. Clean this house. Spring forward. Don't fall back. I hope you enjoy the sermon. Now, there might be some of you on this line after hearing the sermon. Realize that you need to get your house in order. You know that these are times. You see the signs of the time. And like I said, time is winding up. You have it in your heart that you know you want to do right, and God is waiting. He is the answer for today. This is the time of our service where we are inviting you in. God is standing at your door, and he's knocking. He's waiting for you to come into the fold of safety, where he'll take all your burdens and he'll make your life sublime. He's wonderful like that. He's a good God. And he'll never leave you. And you can come to him with your burdens and your problems. He's safety. Hallelujah. Change you from the inside out and the outside in, no matter what your burdens are, whatever you're experiencing or whatever your issue. God is the answer. And now, he says, I'm inviting you to take him in. Oh, to let to ease the burdens off of you. No one can do you like Jesus can. It's sweet to know him. I can say this as a personal experience. Now my life is so much better. Everything is so much easier. And it can only get better because, like I said, there's a reward in serving Jesus. And you can be happy with Jesus or by yourself alone. Hallelujah. And all you have to do is repeat after me and say, Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness, Lord. I believe you died for my sins on the cross, and you rose from the dead. I turn from my sins, and I invite you to come in to my heart and life. I want to trust you and follow you as my Lord and my Savior. And after you have said those words, you're saved. Hallelujah. Congratulations. The angels are rejoicing, and we're rejoicing right along with you. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for the purpose that he has on your life now. Now that you say, tell someone that about it. Let them know that you're covered. All your sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. And now also, it's a time to call those that know the Lord. There's some kind of way they've slipped back into the life before. And it's time to come home. Jesus is waiting for you. He's a loving God. We already know that he's a forgiving God. So we're inviting you to come back home. Oh, we thank you, hallelujah, for coming back in. Dear holy God of heaven, we're thanking you for the souls, hallelujah, that have opened up their hearts and received you unto themselves, God. We're thanking you, God, for what you're going to do into their lives. We're thanking you, God, for the covering that you've had over their past, the safety that you've given them, God. We're asking you to give them clarity now, God, that they have entered into your salvation, into your safety, God. Father God, we're asking you to open up their hearts and minds, that they'll receive your word, that they'll study to show themselves approved, Father God, that they'll learn more about you and get that hunger and thirst, Father God, to draw closer to you, Lord, Father God. Father God, please send them to a Bible study in church, Lord, Father God. Oh, Father God, just send them back every morning here at 6 o'clock, or where they'll get that manna, Father God, where they'll learn, Father, of your word. Father, we're asking you just to bless them indeed, Father, because this is a glorious day. Thank you, Jesus. And for those that have came back, we welcome them back with open arms, Father. Keep them safe, Lord Jesus. And we're thanking you, God, for turning them back around, Father God, in the right path. In your precious name, I do pray with thanksgiving. Glory, hallelujah. Our announcements for today is that we have prayer at, this is Saturday. Sorry, we don't have our prayer on Saturdays, but every day, Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, we have our corporate prayer at 12 o'clock and at 9 o'clock p.m. And we have on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock Bible study. Sometimes we have it on this line. Sometimes a pastor might have it on media. So we have to tune in to find out where she's going to have it at. And on Sundays at 12 o'clock, you can get our Sunday message and our Sunday food, our dinner. Hallelujah. Hoping you have a wonderful day in the Lord and be blessed. Whatever you do, please keep Jesus on your mind. Walk in safety. Walk in love. Walk in peace. Father God in heaven, once again, your servant come to you, Father God, thanking you. We're thanking you again for today, Father God, because it was your mercy and grace that woke us up this morning. We're thanking you for the goodness and mercy that you have following us, running after us, God. The blessing, hallelujah, that you're bestowing upon your people, Father God. We're asking you to walk with us and talk with us, Father God, because we know we belong to you. We're asking you to see us through another day, even as we travel from place to place, Father, keeping us under your safety. Thank you for covering us with your blood, Father. We're asking you to cover our children. The youngest is being born this very second, Father, to the very oldest, Father. We're all your children, and we all stand in the need of you, in each of us in our own special way. We know that you're our provider. You're the healer. You are everything to us, Father. We can't do nothing without you. Have mercy on your children today. Even right now, Father, mercy suits our case, Father God. And we're thankful, God, that you're listening to us, that you're spending time with us. You're worthy, God, of heaven, holy, hallelujah. It's the Lord God Almighty. And we fall prosperous before you, reference you for being holy, God of heaven. And we won't forget to thank you, God, for everything that you've done for us, because you're better to us than we've been to ourselves, God. Oh, there's been so many times that we've had our back up against the wall. We've been in trouble, and we've turned to you, God, and you've seen us through. You've shown yourself strong in so many situations, and you've blessed us, even in spite of us being sinners, God. You keep on blessing us over and over again. We just want to say how grateful we are this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for saving us, for dying for our sins, and looking beyond our faults and seeing our needs. Lord, hallelujah. Father God, we're lifting up the sick today. Not just those that are physically sick, God, but those that are mentally sick, spiritually sick, financially sick. Father God, oh, we need you. We need a healing in the land, Father God. We're asking you to move by your spirit, Lord Jesus. We know that you'll straighten these things out, move the atmospheres, Father God. Hallelujah. There's nothing impossible with you, God. Nothing too hard for you, God, you Lord. Hallelujah. We believe. We've seen miracles just on this line. Hallelujah. Through your faith and through our faith walk, Father God. We're thanking you for our prayer partners. Thanking you for our prayer life and prayer time and the faith that you've given us that we can come on the line and share with you, God. You're doing great things through our prayer partners, Father God. Thank you for each and every day that you let this line be open, Father God, that we can come to your children, Father, encouraging them, Father, feeding them with your word, Father, of doing the things that you told us in obedience, in love, and in prayer, Father God, almighty, hallelujah, Father. Friend, the lover of our soul, the keeper, hallelujah. Oh, to be kept by Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because you're worthy of all our praise. I got to shout glory, hallelujah, to you, Father, for all the good things that you've done. Father, those that are incarcerated need you, God. All the young people that's doing things that are wrong, making wrong decisions, God, don't realize the consequences of their actions, Lord. And give them a mind to serve you, Jesus. I don't want to get to know you and want to get to know you better. In Jesus' name I pray. God, babies, Lord. You see how the government is doing. We need a word from you, God. We need a move from you, God. We know that you can, and we know that you will, because time belongs to you, God. And you do all things well, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you for keeping us, Jesus. Thank you for covering us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for this service. Thank you for making me able. Thank you, God, for Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry and what we stand for and how you put purpose in us. Vision. Hallelujah. All of us need to be a witness for you, God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody Jesus is alive and he's real. Hallelujah. So we come, God, just giving you praise today. Father, as we go our way, thank you for always being a present help. In the time of trouble and in the time of praise, you're with us always. So we say thank you, Jesus. I'll end this service now with a praise. Hallelujah. And we're asking you, God, to accept this service. For it's in love we give it to you, God, but we're thanking you for loving us first and loving us best. We're giving it to you in your matchless name, because none can compare to you. You have no equal, and you have no rival. We crush the head of the enemy, because Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And you, Jesus Christ, is King of Kings and Lord of Lords forever. Now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace, both now and forevermore. God's people said amen, amen, and amen. This has been Johannes Thurman signing out. Peace and grace be with you. Amen. And holy name.
won't you play now, won't you play?
And I will serve.